This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A lockout at the Cargill meatpacking plant in Fort Morgan has kept employees out of work for weeks. Negotiations remain at a standstill. Ray Solomon reports.
Roughly 1,700 Cargill workers have been locked out since May 20th, when Cargill closed the plant after workers rejected what they described as a low-bid contract offer that included insufficient pay increases.
It was $2.15 over 5 years. With the wages that they were offered, they can't even afford to buy their own product that they work.
That's Servando Sean Payan with the Teamsters, the Cargill Workers Union. As the lockout approaches a full month, production line worker Brian Mendez is getting frustrated.
We've been kind of in the dark, waiting to see what happens next. We don't really know when we're going to go back to work, if we're going to go back to work.
Workers have started filing for unemployment and some are looking for other jobs. In an email, a Cargill spokesperson said the plant was shuttered to, quote, ensure facility, employee, and food safety. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
A lawsuit is asking whether Colorado can legally protect girls from genital cutting while allowing circumcision of boys. CPR's Haley May reports.
The lawsuit focuses on a Colorado law that makes some medically unnecessary female genital cutting a crime. The plaintiffs argue the state cannot offer that protection to girls while allowing non-medical circumcision of boys, saying the distinction violates Colorado's Equal Rights Amendment. The men are not seeking damages. Instead, they want a judge to either extend those protections to boys or rule the law unconstitutional. Haley May, CPR News.
The votes are coming in for the June 30th primary election. As of Tuesday, more than 167,000 ballots have been received by county clerks. 38% of the ballots are from Democrats and about 30% each for Republican and unaffiliated voters. El Paso County has returned the most ballots so far, followed by Jefferson and Denver.